WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at LP Steamers. A sign on the wall says so. We're at Locust Point in the heart of Baltimore, as I would call it, where I did a lot of my shopping and walking and strolling, and my Royal Farms is right around the corner. Max won't be going by for the Western fries because she don't know what's good. Big appreciation to Max Weiss from Baltimore Magazine for joining us, as well as Amanda Yeager at Baltimore Business Journal and Chris Pica. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill. I got my Goodwill truck. I've got scratch-off tickets. Vince doesn't know it, but he's going to have a scratch-off ticket from the Maryland Lottery. The Show Me $10,000. Give this one to Max because Max needs to win. There you go, Max. That's for you. Max is staying having her crab cake. Vince is here, sort of like not pinch hitting, but it's great to have you on because Todd comes on all the time. Vince is with Mind Grub, Chief Business Officer. Todd Marks has the Mind Pub about 20 paces to the east, or excuse me, the west of here.
Yep.
And Todd's out speaking to somebody about something important, being the thought leader from Mind Grub down here in Locust Point. And I said, I'm in the Locust Point area. I'm reaching to people. And I thought of Maxie, though she lives uptown. I think of Baltimore Magazine as being a downtown business.
Sure.
I had Amanda by. I wanted to talk about business and best of Baltimore and things that are going on. You guys are all doing stuff all over the world, though, right? I mean, people see you and they see Mind Grub down here on the wall and they say, what's that thing? And I'm like, man, I was knowing Todd when he was out in Catonsville being crazy.
Sure.
So Mind Grub has become this incredible sort of Baltimore little engine.
I think. We're, you know, we're a digital agency and consultancy. I liken what we do to the Industrial Revolution, right? There was the infrastructure that went into it and all these different things that we now take for granted, infrastructure in the world, and then all the innovation came. The digital revolution happened, you know, started 20 years ago, and now the infrastructure is building out. We're a digital agency and consultancy. We're building the mobile apps, the systems behind what actually drives people engagement in digital, whether it's mobile, web, augmented, virtual reality, the technologies of the future. It's things that we're using every day on these phones and on our watches and on all the devices that are digitally connected.
Well, you know, as a small business owner, and Max and I had a laugh about when they were putting Baltimore Magazine online, just taking the magazine and just dumping it onto the web 20 years ago, and that was good enough then, right? Yep. I mean, I remember when Mike Teitelbaum had my first website, having a picture that appeared on the GeoCities page that you could get to from, you got mail.
Sure. Yeah, 2002.
You know, all that, right? Now, I'm talking 97, 96, 90, you know, like in that range.
Yep.
And then I think about WNST.net. I felt like I was a first mover in 07 and 08 drop the AM, to go with .net, to get writing online, to get information online, to get a tech service together, to adopt the Twitter thing that I learned about at a conference I was at in New York about such digital things. I felt very, very limited in AM radio and feeling like there was going to be more and I could be a television station one day, that we would be able to digitally transmit this in live if we wanted to, right? I'm still a live radio station, but the apps and the build out and the cost of a guy like me that grabbed Brian Billick 15 years ago and said, hey, come in and be a part of this thing.
Impossible.
I never got rich on it because the agencies didn't buy it, right? The agencies were still buying, you know, MGH and MediaWorks. They're all still buying terrestrial radio that's... Arbitron is a disgrace. I mean, it's a joke. I've been doing this 31 years. I've never had one listener in Arbitron, but online I can prove 100,000 people that will have access to this and follow what I do on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Instagram, tech service, information, subscriptions, all of these things. And I'm wondering about my own re-engagement, right? Mm-hmm. So bringing you over, Todd, over with Baltimore Positive and what I've wanted to do, you're the type of business a guy like me would say, build me an app, make me something online. What do you say when a guy like me comes in with a smaller project and says, I want to do this for the first time? You know, I mean, I'm beyond fill out the best of, you know, Baltimore card here. I want to go digital. I want to be a digital player in this. Are there still places that come to you and have no footprint at all?
Of course. So what I say is that the sky is the limit. So with the metaverse, with all this infinite and possibilities as far as where entertainment is going to go, you can have,
which is why the NFL is going to be on Apple, and people are like, what's that?
It's, right? Look, in just for, I'll give you one example. In Southeast Asia, they're already paying people to play video games. You can actually build a character, for example, that will appear in these video games, and then next thing you know, the future of entertainment is going to be movies based behind in the metaverse with these characters that you could have built that become popular in these metaverse communities, could be viewed by hundreds of millions of
people.
What's
metaverse?
Metaverse is a virtual space where we're building out real estate. Real estate and property, true IP. So we're building, you know, we just had some great press, and we had to go virtual because of the disruption. So we're moving our headquarters to the metaverse, and we're building out these digital virtual spaces where we can have meetings, we can have an office, there's real estate, people are buying property in the metaverse.
Can I get a good crab cake?
You can get a great crab cake.
Is there a brewery
cake
there?
It will not fill up your stomach, though.
Okay, all right.
It will not fill up your stomach.
Well, Vince Sharps is here. He's with MindGrub and talking about metaverses and building out things. So what is it that you do the most of in 2022 after the plague? What's I don't say a perfect customer or a perfect client for you, but when people come to you, what do they come to you for? What are you doing most of daily?
We're still known regionally as the best mobile app developer in the region. We're building enterprise mobile apps. So if you're a well-funded startup, and we worked with many, we're building enterprise-level software, whether it's mobile, whether it's web. And these are highly, with a lot of connective tissue, so payment systems and PayPal and other integrations into all the systems that make your business work, which makes people's lives better. I mean, it was almost a perfect storm. Everybody was at home. You're ordering from DoorDash. You're ordering from Uber Eats. And all these devices, these mobile apps that,
and learning,
you know,
new
using
digital skills. People were first entry to, I've never ordered carry out at Ekabin,
sure,
ever, and figuring out how to navigate it.
Sure.
And navigating it is, if the app sucks,
you're not coming back.
I'm not getting the broccoli.
Right.
You literally.
Right. So you have to have great user experience. You have to make it simple for people to use. That's what we pride ourselves in. Making it, the user experience, the customer experience has to be built into these products so people keep coming back, and it actually makes their lives easier, not harder. And we have the demographics have spread. You have digital natives like my son, who's 18 years old in college. You know,
like Chloe going back.
He grew up with these devices in his hand. But you also have to serve the older demographics. You have to make these devices. You have to be thinking about all the demographics, all the people who are using them, make their lives easier. That's what these products are supposed to be built for. That's what we do really well.
Well, I built the website in 08, and it was trying, I was, I'm not going to tell you who it was. It was somebody in town.
Who was it?
It didn't go well. We built it in this thing called .NET Nuke, which was like a language that was like building a LATA or something. I don't know. You know, just an Edsel, something that was just already on the other side. And by the time I found Todd and you guys were doing apps, there was Android and there was iPhone, yeah, and iPhone had to be sort of certified. Android was a little bit more like Renegade. They were both really expensive, you know, 20 grand to do that, 20 grand to do that. And then within 3 years, things had changed. I just felt like it was quicksand being at Web 2.0, especially when the world went flat in 09 and all the real estate bubble, all that happened, right? But it was quicksand in trying to, I hired a web developer, did all that. You couldn't stay ahead of it. You couldn't stay on top of it. The plague happened in 2020. I was considering running for mayor. You knew this.
Yep.
And you guys had done, was it Baltimore, Live Baltimore, what,
no,
Baltimore?
No, no, no. It was Light City.
No, no, no. You had a web address. Baltimore is best. Baltimore, future Baltimore.
Yeah.
So, One Baltimore, Live Baltimore. I don't know what
sure
it was. So the Baltimore Positive,
we have a lot of domains, we
happened
have
for me. Yeah. Well, you were advertising this one at the time.
Okay.
And then the plague happened, and I didn't run, and I had done 300 of these episodes with leaders, and I'm like, I wanted to do Baltimore Positive. And when I went to move from NST.net to Baltimore Positive, I was blown away by the maturity level of what I found in 07 and 08, dreaming up this, I want to have a web home for my sports crap, to 12 years later saying, oh my God, I want to have a home for my David Bowie interviews from The Sun in 1988, and my Cal Ripken interviews and my Ray Lewis interviews from the 90s and my dead people interviews of people and stuff that nobody would have. Yeah. And I want to find a new home for it. And I found a company out of Romania called TagDiv. Right? And I went looking for a web face that looked like Rolling Stone. So when you go to Baltimore Positive, you will see it looks like Rolling Stone. And it turned out, and Piker would appreciate this, and I know he does, the theme I use is called newspaper. And it looks sort of like what CNN would look like, or the old ESPN, what a newspaper digitally would look like. Mm-hmm. And it was a $49 theme after I had spent, $500,000.
And this is what you were looking for.
And it's exactly what I was looking for 15 years ago as it relates to putting ads and all of our great sponsors here and all the things we do. But I was blown away that what I was dreaming of 15 years ago is being done regularly for $49 annually all over the world for any guy like me that wants to plug in and learn it. Mm-hmm. There's things you need to learn. It's not coding, but you have to have some skill set to make it come to life. But over the last 2 years in doing it, it's opened my eyes to what else you know that I don't know, that my mind is still stuck in really expensive, clunky apps that don't work across phones that would cost me another $50,000 to build a year and a half from now because it'll be obsolete, right?
Yep.
So the stabilization of all of this, and I don't know diddly about the metaverse. It's a new term to me as of 24 months ago.
Yep.
But you're always on the front end. MindGrub's always on the front end of these things to figure out that if I needed somebody now, I wouldn't want to go to anybody else but you guys, because I've seen what you've done for 15 years in always being one step ahead of the curve. It's why you're still here.
So,
you have any other MindGrubs I met with 15 years ago that aren't here anymore?
A lot.
All gone.
So
right?
We're about to start our 20-year anniversary campaign next month. So actually MindGrubs turns 20. As we know, humble beginnings, Todd's basement, he was a school teacher, he's our champion.
What did he teach?
Athelton High School.
What subject?
Math.
I don't know any. See, this is why I tell
math.
Todd that this is the stuff I was going to get out of him today. Because when he comes on the show now, we're zooming and we're talking all big picture and all this stuff. And I never even get to like ask him about his humble beginnings.
I'm giving you some tidbits to drill down into.
I love this. Why I'm having you on today.
There you go.
You're a better guest.
20 years, started in his basement, math teacher from, started at Athelton High School.
I just told Chloe he's a genius. I didn't know what he's a math genius. Okay.
He's a math genius.
Okay.
Which makes sense, code. Okay. But we turned 20, so we're going to be doing a lot of big PR stuff around the city. It's going to be a lot of fun, but next month we're going to be traveling around to a lot of the doing a lot of PR, traveling to our clients. We're going to do some fun stuff. So look out for that.
Well, you do business development for MindGrub. What does that mean in a perfect client world for you, or in meeting people? Let's say you were voted Best of Baltimore, Baltimore Magazine, and you went to the Best of Baltimore Magazine party next week, and you went VIP. But you'd have to know somebody to do that. Luckily, I know Mike. When you meet people around town, they say MindGrub. They're like, oh, place down by the grocery store, or like that place on the freeway, or I know you from around town or whatever. When someone comes to you and says, I have a project, I want to build an app, where do you start to try to hold their hand? Because I think every client would have a different level of understanding, mm-hmm, or expectation, be above and beyond where Moeller is, which is, can I use it? Can I order crabs to go at LP Steamers right now off their app, right?
So it starts with the solution. What problem are you trying to solve? So if you have, for example, we work a ton in the utilities and energy industry. So if you're a traditional energy or utilities company and you've been marketing to your client the traditional way for the last 100 years, and
Sears
now
and Roebuck, I got a catalog.
There you go.
Right, yeah.
And you want to reach them and you want to make their lives easier. What are you going to do? You're going to put it on mobile. They're going to be able to pay on mobile. They're going to be able to see when their power's out on mobile. When's my power coming back? I just heard a transformer blow up around the corner. When my power's out? When is it going to be back? You want to provide the services that solve solutions. We're solving problems through technology. That's what we're trying to do. That's what we do really well. And that's the purpose of technology nowadays. It needs to solve people's problems, make our lives easier, make us connect with our neighbors better, make us have more community. That's what we focus on. That's our mission. Those are our values. So when we take on a project, we're looking at somebody to work with, we really think about those things. What problem are you solving? If you're not solving a problem that already exists, then, maybe this isn't the best project. And maybe we'll actually coach you, consult with you in the right direction to move you into a direction that could solve a problem or have a solution for a real need. So that's what technology is supposed to be doing. And that's the type of technology that we're building. So that's why it's so exciting. There's never two projects that are the same. We worked with Royal Farms. We've done some great work with them.
Great Western Fries, Royal Farms.
I mean, the chicken. I mean, they They were in Food and Wine magazine.
It's Chickapalooza. By the way, I went to Steelers practice, which I don't do frequently.
Sure.
I went up to Latrobe 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I was out in Western Maryland eating crab cakes out in Deep Creek, and we went up. And I don't really own much that's gold, right?
Yep.
I mean, my Towson friends, my UMBC friends, fine. But I had the Chickapalooza gold shirt on, the Western for this summer. Mm-hmm. So all my pictures with Mike Tomlin, I'm wearing my Rofo gear.
Right. But it's gold.
It's gold.
So he liked it.
It just fit in. I didn't want to, I didn't want to be that guy wearing. I did have a purple phone. He saw that my phone was purple.
Yeah.
So he knows. I mean, Tomlin knows it. That's why he does, that's why we have the relationship we have. But so I love Royal Farms and these local businesses. That's a great example of a real powerhouse regional company that's local to here.
Sure.
Who you've been working with them for as long as I can remember, right?
We've worked with them. We work with a ton of other, notable companies that are local. But we're always creating technology. I want to really emphasize that. We're creating technology that solves problems. And we're coming up with solutions. We have the smartest people.
Well, I called you guys
industry.
2 years ago when I was rebooting Baltimore Positive because I had a couple of questions on the backside. You guys were like, and I know when I'm getting information from you guys, I know that I'm top of class. When I need to know what's up with apps, I'm calling you.
Well, there you go.
What's up with MindPub? Because I know Todd was here.
Yeah.
He'd be giving me a little thing on that. What's going on, Dan?
Sure.
What is that?
MindPub, so that is, it's 2 blocks away from our headquarters down here in McHenry Row.
Can I get coffee?
You can get coffee, the best coffee.
Okay.
So MindPub, it's open. It's open for breakfast and lunch. It's Todd and his wife, Nikki. It's amazing. If you just go online and you look at all the great response from the community and from the neighborhood about the food, the service, the community that they're building over there, it's pretty awesome.
I remember when it was Saunier back in the day.
Yes, I remember that too. I used to live on Ford Avenue.
Nice.
Yeah, I used to live a couple blocks away.
Well, Vince Sharps is my dude from MindGrub. We appreciate you coming over and being
the
chief business officer. And at least I just wanted to feature local businesses.
And we're across the street.
That's part of the Baltimore Positive Dealers. I'm going to be in Locust Point. I want to bring some Locust Point people down. And I appreciate you making it happen, man.
Thanks, man.
Last minute. I do these shows all the time, and I get guests. Sometimes the really important people like Max, I get ahead of time. I hit them like a week or two out. I did that with Amanda. And then I try to hit other people in the neighborhood. And then the last minute, I start thinking of people and remembering people. And like 2 nights before, my wife would be like, what do you have on Thursday? I'm like, well, Max is coming, and I think Bill's going to be there from LP Steamers. But I don't know. She's like, well, how are you going to fill 3 hours? I'm like, serendipity. People will come through.
Appreciate it.
Things will happen. Pica will come for the free crab cakes. There he is over there. Chris Pica, Blog and Tackle. And it's Chloe's last day, and I'm saving the best segment for last. I'm going to have a crab cake with Bill here, the founder of LP Steamers. We're in Locust Point, and I can see your building from here, the right across the street from the South Baltimore Little League Domino's fields here in Under Armour.
You see our logo right there on the sign?
Never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game.
There you go.
That's my eyesight. Thank you, Dr. Brian. Appreciate that. All right, man. For being our guest, you're getting a scratch-off ticket here. You're getting the chance to win $10,000. It's the Show Me Lottery tickets. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill, our friends at Window Nation. And I'm not wearing my Window Nation gear. I did have my – where's the bucket hat? My wife wore the bucket hat all over Western Maryland. My wife dirtied up the bucket hat. She wore the bucket hat to Tomlin, and it was perfect for rain because it kept the rain out of her eyes out on the field in the Latrobe. And our friends at the Restaurant Association of Maryland reminding you that Restaurant Week is the 16th to the 25th of September. And a big shout-out to Max, who's still hanging around for Baltimore Magazine, inviting me to the Best of Baltimore party so I could celebrate Sam Sess's victory. One day I'll be gone like Van Gogh, and you all will appreciate that I came in second place or third place, wherever I came. In my mind, I was second place. Big appreciation to Max and Amanda. We're going to come back. We're going to find the whole story of how LP Steamers got here. And it's changed a little bit since the last time I was in here. But this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to tell him this when he comes on. I knew it was a legit place when I used the bathroom and I came out of the bathroom and people were washing their hands in the bin in the back because a real crab house needs soap and water and proper paper towels, and they have that here. We're going to come back, talk crab cakes. I'm 3/4 of the way through this deliciously salted, broiled on the top, party sort of fried on the bottom crab cake. We're at LP Steamers in Locust Point. Stay with us.